Okay, our friends. So today we are going to talk about something that you do when you look for like a rock or a stick or a bug. Where would you find these things? On a walk. That's right. And so today, my friends, we're going to talk about what it's like to go for a walk. And I have found a really interesting book. It's called Let's Go for a Walk with Ranger Hamza. And this story was illustrated by Kate Kronreif. And we're going to learn about this guy. His name is Ranger Hamza. And he's going to show us what it's like to go for a walk with him. Are you ready, Freddy? Wait, you're not Freddy, are you? Well, let's see. Today's story is read by Mommy and
who are you? Mr. Pillow.
Mr. Pillow?
Mr. Pillow.
Is that why you're so soft?
Mr. Pillow.
All right. Mr. Pillow, I'm so glad you're here with me, Mr. Pillow.
Mr. Pillow.
Are you ready for a story?
Mr. Pillow.
Let's do it. And when we open it, we see this man, Ranger Hamza, and he says, "Shall we go for a walk today? Take this book with you, and let's have fun spotting things on our walk together." I love that. So you can also take along this episode, this podcast, and you can listen to us while you go for a walk. And you can also follow along with the book because in the book you can see things. So I will put a link for it on my Amazon affiliates page and you can go grab it. Walking in the country or by the sea or in the town, so many wonderful things to see if you stop to look around. Open your eyes, open your ears, pause, and take things in. Let's pack our bags, get kitted out, and let's the walk begin. Let's go for a walk. Roses are red, holly berries are too. We're looking for red things. Can you find a few? Oh my goodness, friends, in this picture, there's many, many red things. Let's see, tomatoes and chilies, ripe apples and cherries and radishes and cranberries and juicy strawberries, a shiny red bucket and a red swirly gate. What red things will you spot on your walk today? The colors of nature change throughout the year. In spring and summer, red flowers come into bloom. In fall, the leaves from some types of tree turn from green to red. In winter, red berries on bushes feed hungry birds. What red things can you see where you are? And when we turn the page, I spy something short. What is it? It's a cat. I spy something tall. What is it? It's a tree. I spy something big.
Mr. Pillow don't like cats. Cats scratch Mr. Pillow.
It's probably true.
It's the big thing.
The big thing is the building. I spy something small. What does he see? A mouse. Yeah, better watch out, mouse. There's a cat there. Have a look around. What is the tallest thing you can see? Perhaps it is a building or a tree. Plants come in different sizes. Some trees, like great big oaks, can grow for many years and be very tall and big. And some plants, like daisies, have flowers that only last 1 year and are very short and small. What big and small things can you spot? And how do we feel when we touch them with our hands? Are they smooth, like a pebble? or rough like sand, slimy like seaweed, or wet like the sea, hard like a rock, or soft like ice cream. There are so many different textures to explore. What textures can you find on your walk today? A rough shell protects the oyster inside from crabs and seabirds that want to eat them. Seaweed might be slimy, but it's an important food source for many sea creatures. See, we're at the beach now, and we can see all these things that you could touch. Mm-hmm. Using a magnifying glass, you can see that sand is made up of little grains of different rocks and minerals. And now they have walked on to a farmer's market. What can we smell? Let us use our noses. Fresh fish, baking bread, bunches of roses, smoke from a chimney, slices of cheese, spices that, like pepper, that make you sneeze. Smells can be nice, and smells can be yucky. Some strong cheeses smell like stinky feet. Flowers like lavender have a nice smell that attracts bees and other insects to collect their pollen. What can you smell right now when you sniff the air?
Mr. Pillow smells Mr. Pillow.
Mr. Pillow smells Mr. Pillow.
Big, squishy, soft, nicely clean pillow.
Totally makes sense. Now, if you go for a walk in a park like they are in this picture now, you see all kinds of things. A bridge is an arch. A picnic rug is a square. And when you start to look, you see shapes everywhere. The boat sails are triangles. The portholes are round. Wherever you are walking, there are shapes to be found. Wind blows against the sails on a boat and pushes it through the water. Portholes are covered windows on the side of a boat for letting in air and light. What shapes can you spot on your walk? A rectangle, maybe? The size of a pillow? Can you spot things that fly, like butterflies and bees, or wriggle like caterpillars on leaves in the trees, or slither slowly like snails, or scurry like ants, or crawl like beetles on rocks and on plants? They're small and often hiding away, but how many bugs can you find on your walk today? A caterpillar eats a lot of food to grow and then finds a soft place to settle, and it makes a hard shell called a chrysalis, or a cocoon. And inside that hard shell, the caterpillar transforms into a butterfly or moth.
Hello.
Did you know that a single ant can carry 50 times its own body weight? If we had several ants here, they could pick you up, Mr. Pillow, and walk around with you.
I have a light pillow.
Yeah.
It might only need one ant.
See?
You can lift me up. I'm a pillow.
Sounds are all around.
You might need another ant from my top hat.
Birds tweeting, puddles splashing, leaves rustling, children chatting. So many sounds. Open your ears. Listen carefully. What can you hear? Sounds are useful. People and animals use sounds to tell each other things. Birds call to other birds, "Here I am," or "Danger, watch out." A bicycle bell warns other cyclists or pedestrians that you are coming through. Now, A, B, C, and 1, 2, 3. What letters and numbers can you see? If you're walking through the street or through the town, you might see all kinds of things, right? We can see a sign that says fruit juice. And I spot a poster that says visit the zoo. And a bus passing by is number 32. Can you spot any letters or numbers where you are? Streets are given names so that they're easier to find. A house number and street name together are called an address, and we write the address on a letter or parcel that we want to send. Every building on a street is given a number or a name. Of course, everything looks different when it's dark. And when we turn the page, we see it's nighttime. We gaze at the moon and the twinkling stars. We can make funny shadows appear on a wall and listen out for a distant owl's call. Moths are fluttering around the light, and the lamps on the truck are shining bright. Doo-doo, says the owl. What can you spot on a walk at night? Did you know most owls are nocturnal? And that means they're active during the night, right? And sleep during the day. Mm-hmm. Also, a constellation is a group of stars in the sky that makes a pattern. And this constellation that we can see in the picture here is called Orion. The three stars in the middle are called Orion's Belt. It's based off of stories from long ago. Moths are attracted to man-made lights like street lamps. Now, 1, 2, 1, 2. I spy a pair of muddy boots. Back in the daytime, we're looking for something new. 2 bicycle wheels, 2 oars to row, and 2 children swinging to and fro. There's 2 ducks in the water, and 2 squirrels in the tree. 2 together is called a pair. How many pairs can you see?
Bushes.
Yeah, there are 2 bushes, 2 benches, 2
flies.
Dragonflies.
Frogs.
2 frogs.
Strings holding up the swing.
Mm-hmm. Ducks have special oil glands near their tail that helps keep their feathers waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrels have long bushy tails, and these help them to balance as they leap around the treetops. Oars have a flat blade at one end. They're used to move and steer a boat through water. Now, what are things made of? What materials can we spot? A metal digger with rubber tires. A ceramic flower pot. A house built with bricks and a wooden door. Glass windows to see through. What are things made of?
Mm-hmm. Man with a window.
What are things made of where you are? Can you spot materials too? Some tires are made from natural rubber. The rubber is made from a liquid found outside of certain trees.
Shovel.
Mm-hmm. Glass is made from melted sand, the same sand that you could find at the beach or in the desert. Wood comes from trunks and branches of trees. If you cut through the trunk of a tree, you can learn how many years old it is by counting the number of rings. Now, what can you spot when you look up high? A cloud shaped like rabbits, a jet plane roaring by, a bird's nest on a chimney pot, a kite stuck in a tree. Look up high where you are. What can you see? There are different types of clouds. Cumulus clouds are puffy and fluffy. Stratus clouds look like huge thick blankets covering the sky. These clouds are a good sign that rain is on the way. And cirrus clouds are thin and wispy.
Like you take a knife and you cut through a flat cloud.
Mm-hmm. If it rains when the sun is shining, you might see a rainbow. Now, what can we see when we look down? A zigzag pattern on the ground? Maybe, if you're looking at bricks in the ground. A crack in the concrete with a flower growing through. Stripes in the grass all sparkly with dew. An earthworm wriggling in the mud. Crunchy leaves and pine cones and daisies in bud. While you're out on a walk, why not look at the ground? There's so much to spot when you look down. Some plants can grow in the tiniest of cracks as long as they have sunlight and rain. Earthworms have no eyes or ears, but they are very sensitive to vibrations. Daisies close their petals at night and open them again in the morning. It's like they're going to sleep. So can you remember what you saw on your walk today? Did you look up? Did you look down? Did you look all around? What did you hear? Why not draw a map of the route you took today and add in all the wonderful things that you spotted along the way? What did you touch? What did you smell? What colors did you spot? Did you notice any shapes? Did you count anything? Remember, every time you go for a walk, keep your eyes and ears open, and you can always have an adventure. And that, my dear friends, is, you want to say it with me? The
end.
Do you have anything else you want to say? Anything
at
all?
You can join us for another pillow story tomorrow.
Nope, you can join us for another pillow story tomorrow. The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.